Have you been hit with another adversity? Something that's came out of nowhere and has knocked you off your game. More trouble, more tribulation. You just had some come last week. You're still working on bouncing back. Even from last month, when the last trouble hit, it seems like trouble keeps coming your way. Adversity keeps attacking, getting you off track toward your goals for life. But let me tell you this. Adversity may seem like it's bad. It may seem like it's just there to prevent you from attaining the outcomes that you want in life. Whatever it may be, trouble in your marriage, trouble on your job, trouble in your social life. But when you look at adversity, let's take a different approach. Let's change our perspective and look at adversity as an opportunity. An opportunity for you to learn. An opportunity for you to grow. An opportunity for you to see things differently in the world. Adversity is actually a vehicle that's going to take you to the next level. A vehicle that's going to get you to higher levels of success. Because as you go through that adversity and you learn, get what you can from it, and take that education that you get and begin to apply it to your life, and you will find that your life will be better because of that adversity coming. Because now you're using that adversity as an ally, as a partner for your development. You're using that adversity now as positive energy. You're using that adversity now to take you to places that you would not have been able to go if that adversity did not come into your life at the time that it did. So don't allow yourself to look at adversity as something to destroy you, but look at adversity as something to make you better. Grab a hold of that adversity. Embrace that adversity. Change your mindset concerning that adversity as a partner for your success. Record every day what you can learn from that adversity. Apply that education to your life every single day, no matter how uncomfortable it may be. And you will find that your life will go to a whole nother level, unlike what you ever have experienced before. I want you to embrace the adversity. I want you to take that adversity and even look at it as a friend. A friend that's going to make you better and sharpen you Even look at that adversity as a mentor that's going to help you get things out of you that does not belong. Things that's in you right now that's stopping you from going to a higher level in life. You desire to be different. You desire more out of life. But you have certain habits. You have certain things in you right now that's stopping you. And that adversity will help you get that out. So cooperate with the adversity. Don't resist the change that will happen in you as you go through. That adversity will last for a season. Soon that adversity will go. But before it does, make sure that you get everything out of it that you can. Don't let it be lost time. Let it be productive time. Because you're going to get everything you can out of it. It's up to you on how you view the trouble, how you view the tribulation, how you view the adversity. If you view that adversity as a means to destroy you, if you look at it as something that's negative, that's going to take you out, then it can do just that. It can do just that. But you're not going to allow that to happen. You're not going to allow it to happen. You're going to do just the opposite. And you're going to view this adversity as an ally in your life to make you better. This is Rich Walker, signing off.